Hello, everybody. I'm Benny.
And I'm Frida.
And I'm Agneta.
And I'm Bjorn from ABBA. A Merry Christmas.
This is Al Hood.
This is Anne Murray.
Amy Grant here.
This is Adrian Pierce. And you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler. And welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I hope you've been enjoying our special programming for Christmas in July. If you missed it, starting on the 1st of July, we've been playing the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by song title, going from Faith Hill's A Baby Changes Everything to Zydeco Christmas by C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band, which we should get to on Monday morning. When I did this the first time, I had thought about replaying the entire block since there was so much of July left. But then I thought about offering up a sequel instead, which I'm going to do again this year. As soon as Zydeco Christmas finishes on Monday, we'll begin The Sounds of Christmas from A to Z Part 2, The Artist Edition. We're digging into our library once again, but this time it'll be alphabetical by the singer or band who recorded the song, and we'll be playing almost every single artist that we've ever played on The Sounds of Christmas. I say almost because sometimes songs get lost and sometimes I make mistakes. As with the first one, I'm skipping all of the Halloween and Thanksgiving songs along with the Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and New Year's songs. So I guess already you could see I made a mistake because it's not every artist that we've played. Like the first A to Z, I put our library into a Google spreadsheet and sorted it alphabetically by artist. And for artists whose name begins with a number, I just spelled out the number. So for example, we'll get to Three Doors Down when we get to the T's. Lots of artists have recorded lots of Christmas songs, so I'll be picking one song for each of them to represent them. In some cases, that'll be really easy. But in others, it's a lot more difficult. For example, I'm still not sure what I'm going to pick for Frank Sinatra, among many, many others. Duets will be treated differently, so some artists may actually appear several times, kind of like several times in a row. For example, Bing Crosby recorded songs with the Andrews Sisters, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and David Bowie. And maybe it's cheating, but I'll be including all of those because Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters is not the same as just Bing Crosby. So it seems like I should play them all. That said, some artists recorded a lot of duets, and I just may not include all of those. We'll kind of see how it goes. There aren't really hard and fast rules with this. At best, there are guidelines. I just hope you enjoy listening. You'll be sure to hear lots of your favorites alongside singers and bands you may never have heard of. That's kind of what The Sounds of Christmas is all about. So on Monday, right after C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band Zydeco Christmas, you'll hear from A Boy Band Christmas as we kick off The Sounds of Christmas from A to Z Part 2, The Artist's Edition, which will continue until we get to Zooey Deschanel. I'm still putting this together, so I don't really have an idea of just how long it will go. In some ways, it should be a lot longer, since some artists only released one song, and that was a cover that I didn't use in the first A to Z. A great example of that is the Eagles. They did a terrific cover of Please Come Home for Christmas, but in the first round of the A to Z, I played the original version of that song by Charles Brown. In this round of A to Z, I'll get to play both. In fact, I'll get to play a whole bunch of versions of that over the course of the next week, 2 weeks, however long it takes. This also means that once in a while, you may hear the same song repeated, first by one artist, then by another. Not necessarily back to back, although I know a couple times that does happen, but closer together than usual. Typically, on The Sounds of Christmas, I separate artists and individual songs so you don't hear some of the same stuff over and over. Usually, there's an hour or two between them. So if I play Jingle Bell Rock, you wouldn't hear another version for quite a while. That won't be the case with the artist's edition of The Sounds of Christmas from A to Z. The only way I'd be able to do that is if I eliminated some artists entirely. And I thought, for this one event, I'd change some things so you could hear from as many artists as possible, ideally just about every artist that we've ever played. That's why sometime on the first or second day, you're going to hear three versions of Last Christmas, all in the same hour, along with two versions of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That doesn't happen a lot, but it does occasionally happen. And as far as how long this takes, well, you and I will probably find out together in a week or two or so. I may have made some mistakes along the way. Like the first A to Z, this was a much bigger undertaking than I originally thought it would be. So some artists might come up in the wrong place. Some might play more than once, and some might not show up at all. None of that is on purpose, just human error. My human error. My apologies in advance if there's an artist you wanted to hear from and for some reason they don't show up. I also get that you may not agree with the choices I make as far as which song gets picked to represent a particular artist. In most cases, I pick the more obvious choice, but a couple times I tried to shake things up a little and pick something you might not expect. I know this isn't for everybody. When some people listen to Christmas music, they want White Christmas. They want the Christmas song. Others want All I Want for Christmas Is You or Underneath the Tree. And while all of those songs will appear more than once in The Sounds of Christmas from A to Z Part 2, you may not get to hear them as often as you'd like. In fact, right now I'm still putting it all together, but I can tell you that I don't think we're going to even get to Bing Crosby until Tuesday afternoon. And I couldn't even guess how long it will take to get to Mariah. But if you love Christmas music, all kinds of Christmas music, you'll get a real taste of what I mean when I say The Sounds of Christmas plays the best variety of Christmas music. You'll hear from lots of singers and bands that you may never have heard from before. You'll hear from others that you didn't even know had recorded a Christmas song. And you'll probably hear a lot of songs you've never heard before either. But I think you're going to like what you hear. At least, I hope you do. Once again, I'll send periodic updates through social media to let you know where we are as the month of July continues to roll along. The Sounds of Christmas is on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky, though we're most active on Facebook and Instagram. But for this event, I'll try to regularly post on all of them. Anyway, despite all the caveats and possible mistakes, I hope the whole thing is fun and that if you do tune in, you'll like what you hear and maybe get a little musical Christmas spirit. Even though it's July and Christmas seems so far away. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, and you can just click that, go on over, find your favorite site, and click on that, then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.